There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I'd buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one said you're in charge. That's okay, I know where they are. In the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
and
hey,
for
hey,
hey, hey. Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try
hey,
it for
hey,
a life.
Hey,
now three to drink with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. I'm gonna win the day. Don't go to anybody getting in the way. When the boots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
for
hey,
a life.
Hey,
got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
for
hey,
a life.
Hey,
got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Blarney Hour, right here, broadcasting live from the Lyric Mall and Solid State Radio. He's Adam Hairhuck, and I'm Drew Duffney. My goodness, what a lot going on, but that was, of course, our opener from the one and only Lagan.
Oh, yeah.
They have their St. Patrick's Day show confirmed at the Signature Brew Black House Road. They had a last-minute cancellation, and they're actually going to be live-streaming Flogging Molly's St. Patty's Day gig, and then they're going to be performing live. So it's going to be quite a show. Along with that, if you're in the Ann Arbor area tonight, our one and only Stone Clover is going to be playing at the Blind Pig simultaneously with Wake Fire.
Okay.
I didn't really understand how the gig was going to go, but actually it just started. It's at 8 o'clock down there, so if you're in the Ann Arbor area, I hate to shed away our listeners, but it's actually going to be almost like a battle of the bands. They're both going to be on stage together.
Oh, nice.
One's going to do one song, one's going to do the other song, and they're legitimately going to play until dawn.
Last song's going to be, I'm done, I'm never playing this again.
Yeah, exactly. And lots of big announcements coming out from them, so we'll have some of that coming up a little bit later. But definitely support local music. We have a power pack show coming up tonight. I had a few things going on this week with the Catholic Church, and we're going to be hearing about that from Father John eventually. And what a busy week it's been. A lot of St. Patrick's Day preparation.
Yeah.
And I say preparation, maybe to some of you it's going to be like preparation H, because I'm going to be sticking out like a hemorrhoid this weekend. I will be the traveling leprechaun, as I am, doing my thing. But beginning Friday night at 7 p.m. Until Monday, the 18th at 6 a.m., it will be more Blarney Hour than you can handle. So if you want to get your Irish on Friday night, Saturday night, it will be all Blarney Hour all weekend. Tune in to Solid State Radio, solidstateradio.net. You can live stream us from the app. You can live stream us from the web. You can ask your Alexa skill or whatever listening device you use. Just play the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio, and they will pot it up for you.
Awesome. In fact, we got a little bit of a phone call. Do we want to take this?
Yeah, you better. I don't want to talk.
All right, here we go. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
It's Father John.
It is.
Drew?
So, how's your day?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing the show with Marcel Marceau over here. Drew?
Well, I'm kind of nervous. I'm not real sure what's about to happen.
Oh, yeah? Why, what's up?
Adam, would you hear what your buddy over here did?
What did he do?
You know how I've got that little, the little advice thing there, and a little, they dropped me a note.
Yeah?
He dropped me a note that says, "Dear Father John, I was going to give up the devil's juice for Lent, but that didn't work. But instead, I'm going to dedicate one day a week to meditation, and I chose Sunday. So, I'll see you on Easter, probably not before." Well, I don't believe he gave up. There's no way he's going to give up the devil's juice. Then he said, "Parishioner Drew, oh, as soon as I just knew I couldn't give up devil's juice, I knew it was you."
I was kind of hoping for a free pass for these next few Sundays.
Ish. I don't know. At least you're doing something in the right direction. But for heaven's sakes, the devil's juice. Bye-bye.
You're not wrong, Father. You're not wrong. I have a question. I mean, I am not a Catholic. Don't hold that against me. No, nobody's perfect. But I have a question, and maybe the Catholicism faction here can talk to me about it. They say you can't eat meat on Friday. You can't eat meat during Lent. But yet they consider fish to be not meat? I don't understand this.
Well, that's a kind of a tough question to answer. You know, I really never have gotten it down right myself. You know, the only thing I can think is it was the fish were meant to be eaten, I guess. I don't know.
And meanwhile, all the deer and the cow and the chickens are like, "Whoo, we get a month off." But I think that they probably had their heart in the right spot. They're like, "Okay, we're not going to eat meat." And then they just tried to eat potatoes and vegetables. And they're like, "Oh, hell with this. We got to eat something."
You could be correct on that. I don't know, because let me tell you, that's a tough thing for me to give up meat.
Oh, I know.
So I got some input here. You're supposed to fast on Fridays, but instead of fasting, historically, eating fish was basically like a peasant's food. It wasn't looked at as like a delicacy.
Yeah, and lobsters used to be considered to be something for the servants.
Yeah, peasant food. And so instead of completely fasting, they looked at it as like a penance or a punishment to actually be eating peasant's food one day a week.
Ah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. That would make sense. I thought maybe like the fishing cartel is just like, hey.
Well, there was a rumor that went around probably about 10 years ago, and I never really looked it up like on the internet to see if there was any historical backing to it, but there was a rumor mill that one of the bishop's brothers back in the day, like, you know, 75, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Was a fisherman, and sales were down. And so he found out a way in the spring to boost his, you know, revenue up a little bit. But yeah, no, that's that. So good. Well, I'm glad we're on board with it, Father. So I'll see you on Easter.
Yeah, I hope you'll get there for you. I'll be praying for you the whole doggone time.
Listen, you need to pray for Adam. I mean, he admitted in the middle of this conversation that he's not Catholic, and it showed last weekend. You know, when we start the show, a lot of times the gremlins come out in the computer, and there's problems with the radio. But last week, you know, I've been on a good path. I've been doing good for other people, and I've been trying to do a little extra. In fact, I might actually start volunteering in the children's wing of the hospital a couple hours a week. I was looking at this thing. And the whole show went off without a hitch last week, and we put in the last couple of sets of songs, and the whole crappin' thing just went right down the tubes. And I thought, huh, maybe you should go see the good father once in a while.
Apparently I need some sort of penance, because yeah, this station just went off the rails.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I'm glad I didn't listen then. By that, I was already asleep.
Yeah, well, there wasn't much to listen to. There was music, then there wasn't. Then there was music, then there wasn't. And then it was probably my dad messing with me. My dad from heaven stepping down and messing with me.
Well, either that or the devil.
I have been drinking his juice. I mean, I stopped drinking his juice.
Oh, yeah, sure you did. You stopped when you knew you messed up.
Yeah, guilty. Guilty as charged.
Yeah, us quitting drinking is like a traffic light. Stop, go, caution, stop, go, caution.
Blinking red, blinking red.
Yeah, warning.
People, I'm telling you, all your listeners, now listen to this. See what happens when you mess around and you get into that devil's juice.
We are a cautionary tale.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good... It's probably a lot of the reason that I've been single all these years, Father. I really believe that I was just born to be a bachelor.
Gee, yeah, you probably were. I've seen you.
All right, Father. Well, we should let you get on now.
Well, you know, that's good, because I got a kitty cat over here bugging the dog trash out of me.
Oh, kitty wants some tuna.
All right. Well, Father, you take care of the kitties, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, you boys. Talk to you next week, and until then, may your music play well and not go on and off.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, by the way.
Good night, Father.
Thank you. Goodbye.
My name is Paddy Dream. I am me mammy's pride and joy. I'm a fine old bookaline. I come from the county Waterford, near the village of Tremore. I've been living at home since I was one, and now I'm 44. I was born to be a bachelor. I'll never walk down the aisle. Me man still makes me breakfast, living it up in style. Girls, you never catch me. Staying single is the plan. Born to be a bachelor, sure I'm your only man. On the Saturday night, me and the boys go on a spree. You can come down to the disco and have a drink with me. With the ladies on the dance floor, I'm a wild and crazy guy. With me white socks and me black suede shoes
and me thin red leather tie. I was born to be a bachelor. I'll never walk down the aisle. Me man still makes me breakfast, living it up in style. Girls, you never catch me. Staying single is the plan. Born to be a bachelor, sure I'm your only man.
And then it's off to mass next morning,
I'm wearing me Sunday best. I have no wife to fight with, so I've no sins to confess. After church, the married men go home, oh, what a shame, cause I'm sculling the pints down at the pub.
I'm watching the football game. I was born to be a bachelor, I'll never walk down the aisle. Me mom still makes me breakfast, living it up in style. Girls, you never catch me, staying single is the plan. Born to be a bachelor, sure I'm your only man.
Bachelor, bye. Matchmaker's fair. The girls all go a-hunting, she'll never see me there. I have a Russian sweetheart, a fine old king is she. She's out in Vladivostok,
and that's close enough for me. I was born to be a bachelor, I'll never walk down the aisle. Me man still makes me breakfast, living it up in style. Girls, you never catch me, staying single is the plan. Born to be a bachelor, sure I'm your only man. A bachelor,
sure I'm your only man, huh?
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
Meet me in the morning, I'll be happy as a clown. You'll just be getting up and I'll still be getting down. The band is getting tired, but they don't give a damn. So blow the girls a kiss and give the boys a hand. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. For later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. My pocket, a bucket in the well. That Saturday was Sunday, and I could hear the bells. Deliver me from evil, forgiveness and for love. You're heading for confession, and I'm heading to the pub. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. Later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. Nancy in the corner, now I'm moving in. I thought I'd take me chances, but I took one on the chin. I finally got her number, she wrote it on a cup. But I phoned her in the morning and I woke her mother up. She wished that I would go to bed, I only wished her well. And she told me Jesus said that I'd go straight to hell. She's following his footsteps, I'm following my nose. We're heading for the same place, I'll see you down the road. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. But later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, we're on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low.
Around me, I've got got the sun in the sky, all the water surround me. Oh, you know, yeah, I win now, sometimes I lose. I've been battered, but I never bruise. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right. Jeannie sings on the corner, what keeps her from dying? Let them say what they want, she won't stop trying. Oh, you know, she might stumble if they push her out. Fall, but she'll never lie down, it's not so bad. And I say, wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright. It's alright, it's alright. Life, there's always some sorrow, and it's a double-edged knife, but there's always tomorrow, you know. It's up to you now if you sink or swim. Just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, I say, wait, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Drew Duffney. One more episode of the Blarney Hour before our big Irish Spring Fling.
Yeah, we've been practicing for 51 weeks.
Yeah, talking about our favorite corned beef recipes and whether or not to sear it, whether or not to boil it, whether or not to put it in the crock pot. You want to chime in, give us your recipe, you can give us a call here. We're live here in the studio right here at
810-433-2006. Unless you're one of those people that just wants a badmouth cabbage, you can just move right on along.
I'm not really a cabbage fan.
I love cabbage.
Yeah, yeah, I will, you know, make my champ, my mashed potato blend every day of the week.
Yep.
But yeah, no, there's no cabbage that goes in with my corned beef, unfortunately. And, you know, nobody in the surrounding area wants that anyway, because what it does to my intestines is definitely bad for everybody. But no, so much going on. I'm gonna start out that Sunday morning, I believe. I've kind of put the word out. I'd like to start out at Captain's Quarters that morning.
Yep.
And that might only be my only stop. I don't know that I'm gonna spend there all day. I used to do the all dayers and get out and raise a lot of cane and misbehave. But it's almost just more like a gathering. Like, I just, you know, want to get together and visit. You know, the
we're getting to that age where we just kind of want to sit back and just chill.
Yeah, yeah, really. You know, and just, you know, think about the history and enjoy the holiday and the heritage. Jerry O'Connor's continuing on his tour. We talked about that last week. In fact, I think he's in Louisiana now.
Ooh.
He's definitely making his way. He had 18 stops along this tour, and he was fully booked. And in addition to that, he was teaching at a few universities.
Oh, wow.
So check out his website at Jerry O'Connor Music. You can actually download the music that he's written and some of the illustrations and some of his tutorials to kind of help you along if you're interested in playing the fiddle or the mandolin. He instructs on both.
Nice.
So, oh my gosh. So what are you guys doing? You mentioned that you're potentially going to Jim's house.
Yeah, Jim Ault, Lapeer DDA manager, he was talking about doing a breakfast. We don't have anything like nailed down as far as what we're doing, but because, I mean, cabin quarters kind of sounds good too.
Well, so. And our local grocer that employs us both actually has a 5-pound bag of spuds for $1 right now.
That's right. Yeah.
That's part of the 7 for 7. I'm like, I was trying to do the keto thing leading up to tonight, and I knew I was going to be drinking beer tonight, but I was trying to do the keto thing, but I'm like, well, I can't pass up a 5-pound bag of potatoes for $1.
For $1, I know.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
I just wish they lasted longer, because every once in a while, it's like, you know, we bought a 5-pound bag and then forgot about it. We said, well, let's be on the same. They're cheap enough. Let's get another 5-pound bag, and then luckily... What's that smelling from the cupboard?
Yeah, exactly. So the secret to keeping potatoes, I'm lucky because I keep my house relatively cool. You have a family, but
yeah.
The secret to keeping potatoes for a long time is to keep them in a cool, dark area. So obviously if they're in a cupboard, they're enclosed, and you want air to be able to kind of pass through.
Yeah.
That's why there's holes in the bag.
Right.
So if you can hang them like in a basement or in a cooler, the coolest portion of your house.
Oh, yeah. Our basement gets chilly all year long.
Yeah.
We want to get one of those boxes, those wood boxes that you can get like at a craft store or something like that. And it's got like the grate on the back.
Yeah.
It's for
potatoes.
Supporting taters.
Yes. Yeah. Because you can keep them for like 3 months.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. Not where we've been doing them.
Yeah. I mean, the bag that I got right now, I got for Thanksgiving, and I still have them. They're starting to grow eyes, but they're still fresh.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Making me hungry. Now I want potatoes.
I know. I miss my home. So let's hear some Gaelic Storm right here on the Blarney Hour.
I went off to Dublin to see what I could see. They filled me up with whiskey boys. They never let me be, I miss my home. Chimney stacks in the couple streets I know. Wherever I go, when I find myself alone, I close my eyes and the memories take me home. And when I was a little boy, me mammy says to me, don't mess around with them French girls, they'll never let you be. A trip to Gay Paris to see what I could see. They filled me up with ooh la la. They never let me be, I miss my home. Chimney stacks in the double streets I know. Wherever I go, when I find myself alone, I close my eyes and the memories take me home. And when I was a young man, me mammy says to me, stay away from all them Yankee girls, they'll never let you be. I went to New York City to see what I could see. They put mustard on me, hot dog lads. They never let me be, I miss my home. Chimney stacks in the couple streets I know. Wherever I go, when I find myself alone, I close my eyes and the memories take me home. Mammy said to me, I miss my home. Chimney stacks in the cobble streets I know. Wherever I go, when I find myself alone, I close my eyes and the memories take me home. And now I am an old man at the age of 93. I'm on my way to heaven, boys, to see what I can see. St. Peter's at the pearly gates as he opens up the door. He says, you're not finished yet, me boy.
You're going back for more. I miss my home. In the cobble streets, I know wherever I go, when I find myself alone, I close my eyes and the memories take me home. I miss my home. Chimney stacks in the cobble streets, I know wherever I go, when I find myself alone, I close my eyes and the memories take me home. I close my eyes and the memories take me home. I close my eyes and the memories take me home.
You call it alcoholism. I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
My father came here from his home in Ireland. He was quiet, but they said that he was wise. He and mother did their best, gave us a home and all the rest. But to talk to us, he never had the time. Sure, he'd say, pass the butter, or come here, young man, or keep quiet, or no, you can't have a dime. Until the day that I was leaving, when Dad finally found a reason for sharing his philosophy of life. He said, a monkey fart should smell like a banana. English fart should smell like cups of tea. The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street. Now from my old man, this really was an earful. I tried to understand just what he meant. His words were primitive but strong, so I wouldn't get them wrong. He was saying to be careful as I went. He was saying to be happy as I could be. He was saying, watch my step and as I pass, beware who I looked up to and whatever else I might do. Know that most of what you get from folks is just escaping gas. He said, a monkey fart should smell like a banana. English fart should smell like cups of tea.
Sorry.
The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street.
Pub after working all day, and I ordered a slow Guinness stout. But the yuppies were yapping so loud on their cell phones, the barman did not hear me shout. He brought me a glass and a bottle of Bud and set them down in front of me. Well, I coughed and I sputtered in pure disbelief. Then I sang out this chorus with glee. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The colors all wrong, and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout, with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is true. Then the waitress came by when I'd finished my first one, a frazzled young woman named Jill. She snatched up my empty without even looking and went off to get a refill. She brought me a glass of some pale fizzy liquid and said, "Here's the bud you asked for." Well, I gave her a glare that would knock down a moose, and I sang out this chorus once more. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, it's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong, and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout, with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is true. So if ever you're seeking a beer with great flavor to round out your day or your meal, and they serve you a Miller, a Coors, or a Schlitz, or some other brand that ain't real, if the King of Beers is your only selection, I hope that you'll answer like this. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, I won't drink 12 ounces of that lousy beer. Oh, that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, it's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong, and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout, with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is, pour me a beer that is, pour me a beer that is true.
It's Gerard Connor here, fiddle player with the Irish Rovers. I'm touring the United States at the moment. Glad to be part of the Solid State Radio on Blarney Arm. Please keep listening to your radio.
Oil and the orange juice. Aaron Christ that we understand. Your chances. Ah, glory, hallelujah. On the royal land, the orange juice. Oh, Mary, can I run you home? Ho, ho, ho. I've got a pair of sand shoes. Ah, you're a hell of a funny. On the royal land, the orange juice.
Like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
The Sessions Concert Series is a great way to get up close and personal with the bands I play on Sessions. Another show is on its way with three bands you need to see live. Saturday, April 13th, come out to the Hitchin' Post in Lapeer. There you'll see Blue Sky, Mad Bastardson, and Attaboy. I'll be there as your MC. No tickets to buy, no cover charge, just come in and celebrate Michigan-made music. The Post is located at 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. This is a 21 and over show. Saturday, April 13th, starting at 8 p.m. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscover downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
I've got that St. Paddy's Day feel.
I know it. And it's good to be back in studio. We, you know, you've been busy. I'd been out of the studio. I had those events, you know, the Jerry O'Connor, and now we're going to
I was in studio last week, but remember all the shit hit the fan.
Yeah. We did have a good show last week, but then, everything kind of went downhill towards the end. And I was just like, you know what? Church is over. I'm out of here. Like, I put you and Schwabo and
I was sweating.
And Knickerbocker there, whatever his first name was,
Brian,
there, to figure everything out. Yeah. And I'm just like, deuces. Have a safe night, guys. And
there wasn't much you could do.
No, that's how many of us can crouch down on the floor and trace cords down to the board and everything.
And ultimately, we just need to take better care of the computer. I mean, that's basically what it is. And this is such riveting stuff for the listeners, I know.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, no, we're basically out of stuff to talk about. I mean, there was a lot to talk about this week as far as stories and actions and everything that went on. I mean, we had the State of the Union, and then we had the big drama show from the response after the State of the Union where the representatives started crying. And I mean, you know, you could get into politics and you could get into health and fitness. And
I'll have to ask you about that because I don't remember hearing about that.
50 different things that went on here in the States and even, over on the island and everything else. But it's one thing after another. In fact, we lost, we should do that in memoriam. I forget, right here out of Detroit. I should have been better prepared for this because he was an Irish legend right here out of Detroit. Ron Coden, excuse me. He was a performer, theatrical arts and music, and a legend here in Detroit. Did a lot of local broadcasting shows, a lot of music, and ironically, he was a close friend of the Irish Rovers.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, they did a lot of work with him here in town, and so he did pass away. You know, everybody had a good story about him, and you could go on and on and on about it, but anyway, boy, we're going to close out the show here. We got a few coming up. I know I said I got some Dropkick Murphys coming up. It's hard to do a pre-St. Paddy's Day show without bringing in a little bit of heavy stuff. what do we got? Missing the Ferry coming up?
Yeah, they're good to us. Stansfields.
Stansfields, Missing the Ferry. You know, that's the thing. When you do a live broadcast and do local music and you play music that isn't broadcast nationwide or international, and these bands step up and recognize you and want to talk with you, it's kind of a boost of our own ego because we're like, hey, it's good to hear from you. We play you every night. We appreciate your music. It's good to see that you recognize our passion for our craft.
Right.
So let's get into it. And good night, everybody. And we'll look forward to hearing from you next week.
What have you done, St. Peter said, to gain admission here? I've worked at Whip's Cross Hospital for many and many a year. Come in, St. Peter said, and quickly rang the bell. Come in, my dear, and take your seat. You've had your share of hell.
Take me home to Castlebar, send me home to die. Take me home to Castlebar, it's there I wanna lie. Although the sun is shining and the birds they sing so sweet, take me home to Castlebar, it's there my friend will meet.
Well, I was just a boy.
I tracked my way to misery.
Well, I tracked my way to joy.
Oi!
And now my life is fading fast and soon I will be dust. So take me home to Castlebar and you, my friend, I trust.
Dreaming color and I wished away the days, waiting on the slightest chance that I would get to play. A gilded harp, a silver horn with a bunny tune to sing. A place inside a golden hall to prance around the king. When I was young, I wished to be up to my neck in a fantasy. Why did I sign on that bloody dotted line? Let the devils hold it over me. Is it a crime to live and you cannot afford the means? Is it a crime to walk the earth like ravenous machines? Is there a way to bridge a gap across the great divide? Is it a secret thrill to know the gods are on your side? When I was young, I wished to be a landed man with a back 40. Why did I sign on that bloody dotted line? Let the devils hold the door for me.
The smoke still clouds my wits. The stink still fills my pores. From the night they kicked down the door, down the door, down the door. The blood still stains my lips. The grief still chafes my soul. My pride was raked through the coals, through the coals, through the coals. The yonder prison walls, they own my flesh and bones, but my thoughts are mine alone, mine alone, mine alone.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
within the land. We're big in both Chelsea and France. I play one mean guitar and then score at the bar. There's a line of chicks waiting for their chance. So come on now, honey, I'll make you feel pretty. These other gals mean nothing to me. Let's finish these drinks and be gone for the night, 'cause I'm more than a handful, you'll see. So kiss me, I'm shit-faced, I'm soaked, I'm soiled and brown in the trousers. She kissed me and I only butter one round. I can bench press a car, with degrees from both Harvard and Yale. Girls just can't keep up, I'm a real machine. I've had far better sex while in jail. I design the Sears Tower, I make $2,000 an hour. I cook the world's best duck flambé. I'll take the pick of the litter, girls jockey for me. Pitiful sight, and I ain't all that bright. I'm definitely not chiseled from stone. I'm a cheat and a liar, no woman's desire. I'll probably die cold and alone. But just give me a chance, 'cause deep down inside, I swear I got a big heart of gold. I'm a monogamous man, no more one-night stands. Come on!